Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I love my neighbor, and I pray for him.
Sometimes people don't say the right thing. But they
you know, there is some risk with it, but I think it's risk worth taking.
Began to bang on the flight deck officer's door.
Mike, I felt this thrill going up my leg.
Winning!
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go through the looking glass and beyond to take you places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, they shan't, they won't, they can't. Anyway, welcome to the program. Tonight we will have with us General Galen Shaw. He's going to be joining us, the retired United States Army General, on the reward money, the Bin Laden reward money. Where should it go? There's a few U.S. lawmakers, New York lawmakers, who feel that the money should go to, because there has been no reward claimed, and there is no really reward money going to anyone in particular as far as the people that dish out reward money are concerned. The feeling is it should go to the victims of 9/11. General Shaw will weigh in with his opinion on that. We also have Don Mixa later on tonight. Representative Aaron Schlock. Is that how you pronounce this guy's name? Schlock, seriously?
Yeah, I think so. Schlock.
Schock, sorry. Why would it be? All right, could be. Anyway, Aaron Schock shows off his abs on the cover of Men's Health magazine. Was this a smart move? Will it alienate his conservative base? Is it insulting to Democrats? We'll find out tonight on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Mixa later on. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Our affiliate spotlight tonight on KFMB 760 AM in San Diego. Heritage Signal in San Diego, we're very proud to be on that radio station, and KFNA 96.1 FM in Abilene, Texas. The New York lawmakers want Bin Laden bounty to go to the victims. We're going to talk this evening with General Galen Shaw about this. The story here, General, that I'm looking at has to do with aides to the New York Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner and Jerry Nadler, telling NBC News that Weiner intends to introduce legislation later this week that would reallocate the bounty for Osama bin Laden to help 9/11 first responders and their families. Give us your feelings on that.
Well, Phil, the very first feeling that one would have, and I don't think I'm alone when I say this, this bounty was allocated to go to any individual that had a hand in locating Osama bin Laden and helped with information that would lead to the location of Osama bin Laden and of his eventual either apprehension or his killing. Unfortunately, we have not had an individual who qualifies to claim that money. And because it is reward money, I would have a problem with this going necessarily to the victims' families.
You're saying that because it is reward money, it's not designated as anything else?
Well, yes, exactly. Because it is reward money, it cannot, in my opinion, morally, I don't think you can give it to 9/11 families or the first responders, because they didn't do anything to apprehend or otherwise get Osama bin Laden, which is not to say they did anything wrong. It's just to say that they don't qualify for that money.
And all right, well, then what do you do with the money? If there's nobody who qualifies as to, for instance, the reward money for locating us, so what you wouldn't consider, I guess the government wouldn't consider, spreading that money out around to CIA and FBI?
No, you don't do that, because that's their job. The CIA's job, the FBI's job, the individuals involved, whether it's Defense Intelligence Agency, and certainly, if you wanted to be specific, the Pakistani intelligence and the intelligence agencies of other countries, you'd be in quite a fix trying to figure out how you're going to get money to all of them. And so I don't think you can do that either. I think the best thing to do with this money is to look across the country at the Muslim community. And I'll tell you why. The Muslim community of all the people in this country were not only, I think, victimized by the attacks on 9/11, but also it could be said that they enabled, probably more than anyone, the authorities to capture or to at least kill Osama bin Laden because of their existence and their presence in this country focused us on the Muslim community, the differences in the Muslim community, and the fact that there are good and there are bad. And
well, all right. So specifically, General, what are you saying?
Well, specifically, I'm saying an idea would be to take this reward money and spread it to give it to different projects in the Muslim communities. There are mosques. There are youth centers.
Give it to the Muslim community in the United States?
In the United States. And that would, I think, first of all, you're talking about American Muslims, and so we're not talking about the jihadists. We're talking about normal.
All right, and I agree with you. Normal people who are Americans who happen to be Muslims. But what has that got to do with Osama bin Laden?
Well, what did the first responders have to do? Osama bin Laden, and let me just say, no one has more regard or respect for the first responders than I do. No one in this world respects what they did or has more sympathy for what the 9/11 families went through. But you have to understand, they did not do anything to catch Osama bin Laden.
But the Muslim community in this country didn't, quote-unquote, do anything to catch Osama bin Laden either. So why would they be entitled to this, in your opinion, General? And I realize it's just one man's opinion.
Well, my opinion is shared by a great many people.
All right, well, with all due respect, sir, I hope not that many, because I it doesn't make any sense to me that you take this reward money, $25 million approved by the State Department in 2001. Congress voted to increase the amount to $50 million, but the state never officially supported the increase. It's not going to be handed out to anybody. And you're suggesting this go to the Muslim community in America because of their mere existence, focusing our efforts on Osama bin Laden.
Yes, I think so, Phil, because we learned a great deal about the Islamic faith from our Muslim American friends. We recognized the difference between good and bad. They helped us focus our attention on the capture of Osama bin Laden and on these jihadists who obviously are not representative of the Muslim community. And the other thing I think that it would do is it would go a long way toward ensuring that we don't get any of this kind of homegrown thing. If we have an area in this country where there may be the threat or the danger of homegrown jihadists or terrorists, certainly money could be contributed to that part of the country in terms of youth centers and re-education and so forth, jobs, so that we can convince them. And it might take a lot of money, it might not take that much, it's better to support the country than to go out and support these terrorists. And
so you're talking about giving this money to people who may be young people?
I say that again, Bill?
You're talking about giving this money to young people who may want to become jihadists, and if you give this money to them, then they won't.
Well, you're giving it to parts of the community where these young jihadists, these young American Muslims, like this one that was from Orange County here in California, and a couple of others that may want to travel to Afghanistan or travel to these parts of the world and become jihadists, say, well, here is a job training program or so forth, or here is some money for you to, it could be something as simple as a car club.
See, we're going to give money to the community, the Muslim community, so that the kids won't go out and become jihadists. This sounds to me like some just another kind of a program that doesn't take the place of family. It doesn't take the place of upbringing. It doesn't take the place of anything that leads someone to a respectable life.
I don't understand what you're saying. All I'm saying is I'm trying to keep these people going to Afghanistan and becoming terrorists.
So you're going to give them the $25 million and not give the reward money to the first responders or the 9/11 families, because why?
Because they did not do anything. You have to understand, Phil, if you're going to give reward money to people for capturing Osama bin Laden, they've got to, what did they do?
But don't you understand that on some level, General, this is a tasteless and offensive move? That there's going to be the families themselves, if they don't get the money, all right, and they may understand that. And then you turn around and you lay this on some Muslim groups around the country as a way of saying, here's some bread, don't become a jihadist.
Well, what are you going to do if you have the... I'm saying we need to attack the problem.
Well, the problem was never in America. The problem was something coming from Saudi Arabia. The problem was something coming from the Middle East. It was never an American problem.
I understand that. And what we, but however, there were homegrown jihadists here in America who were traveling abroad. The group in Oregon, there was another group in Pennsylvania. There have been individuals here and there. And no one has done anything to address that problem. You understand? So
give the money that was going to go to either the person that captured Osama bin Laden or the 9/11 families, the first responders, and give it to the Muslim communities so that the kids don't go overseas and become terrorists.
Well, you put it in a rather simplistic way, and I think there's a lot more to say about it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445 here on the Phil Henry Show. General Galen Shaw, as we're discussing what should be done with this reward money. Now, you're talking about an olive branch to young Muslims, correct?
That is exactly correct. And the olive branch program that I'm talking about would take the $25 to $50 million. It would separate and spread it around to at least 7 or 8 different agencies here in the United States that are Muslim agencies. The money would go directly to Muslim youth, you understand?
And Muslim American youth?
Muslim youth in this country.
And all right, are they Americans?
Well, I would think so if they're in this country.
Well, you didn't specify, so I don't know whether it's, you know, if they're citizens or...
Well, they're American Muslims, and the money would go to them and to their youth programs, and it would go toward the education and show them the benefits of staying in the United States and living within our society as opposed to going to Afghanistan or Pakistan and learning bomb-making and so on and eventually becoming a suicide bomber. And
are you telling me we need money to convince a kid to stay in the United States and to partake of all the things that this country has to offer, as opposed to going to Afghanistan and becoming a suicide bomber, that we need money?
You're talking about a community of individuals, religious individuals, that are quite motivated in much the same way that many religious institutions will be motivated. You look at the Christians. Look at the right wing or the very extreme Christians that will go out and blow themselves to bits. And look at Timothy McVeigh. He was a suicide bomber. And
no, he was not a suicide bomber. Timothy McVeigh did not commit suicide.
I'm sorry, but he did. He did blow that building half to hell and back. And of course, paid the price.
Yeah, he paid the price, but he was not a suicide. Are you telling me that we could have used some of that money, and I'm not saying that there was any available, to go to these Christian enclaves, these far-right Christian enclaves, and educate the kids, don't blow up the post office or the federal building or whatever?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that in this instance, it might have helped back then, yes. If David Koresh, for instance, someone had sat down with him and told him the benefits of being an American citizen and working within the system, as opposed to going down to Waco, Texas, and building something made out of, for God's sake, Phil, it was made out of plywood and hay, and it was almost as if when he built that thing, he wanted it to burn to the ground.
And all right, well, you know, David Koresh, in my mind, was a guy who had all kinds of mental problems, and the same thing going with Timothy McVeigh. But, you know, we can talk about this from this standpoint, in my opinion. If you don't think the money should go to the first responders and the 9/11 families, which I think is a perfect place to send that money, that's one thing. But you say you want to turn around and give it to the Muslim community in this country to educate young people not to become jihadist. It sounds to me like you're throwing the money away. I don't think there's a problem there. And if there is, I don't think you're going to get rid of it with money.
We've got to give. There's no question. Some of that money must go to the Muslim community to just make amends for what's been done to them, and the jokes and the insult and the
well. All right, 877. I don't see what amends has to be made. 877-876-7445. General Galen Shaw says the Osama bin Laden reward money shouldn't go to the 9/11 families. They didn't do anything to capture Osama bin Laden. It should go to the Muslim community. Of course, they didn't do anything to capture him either. So what do you make of this ideal? Your call's at 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. What we have is General Galen Shaw. General Shaw is a retired United States Army general. We're talking about this reward money. You and I were just discussing the 9/11 families. Now, we have, and I'd like to play a little bit of this audio, if I could here, General. A couple of pieces of audio, one of them from Jake Carney, who is the press secretary for President Obama. We also have Anthony Weiner and Jerry Nadler from New York. But let's listen to what they have to say about this concept. Yesterday, Jay Carney said there are no plans to dole out any of this reward money.
As far as I'm aware, no one knowledgeably said, oh, Osama bin Laden's over here in Abbottabad at 5703, Green Avenue. And so I don't think, my sense is that the requirement for any kind of reward is to say, that, not to accidentally, through intelligence gathering, provide information that leads to the whereabouts of somebody like that.
Here's Representative Anthony Weiner and Representative Jerry Nadler. They held a joint press conference offering a suggestion on who should receive the reward money.
We would make families, groups, organizations that help deal with the survivors of September 11th, help them benefit.
We stand here with some unmet needs and an opportunity.
All right, General, you say that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense if the reward money was for those individuals who provided information to the authorities, and in this case it would be the FBI or the CIA, or the intelligence gathering agencies of other countries, to the arrest, the apprehension, or the killing of Osama bin Laden. Now, that was not done. And I feel for the families, but the families did not help capture Osama bin Laden. And Osama bin Laden is the one that made them suffer. The U.S. government didn't. The people that suffered at the hands of the U.S. government would be the Muslim community. And to the extent that it was that they had to read in the newspaper that another Muslim was killed and graphically describing his eye being blown from his head.
And well, you telling me the Muslim community in this country is going to feel offended or upset or sympathetic that Osama bin Laden was killed?
I don't know. I would imagine yes. I'm not that familiar with their culture, but common sense dictates that wouldn't you, for instance, even if it was the Pope, and the Pope had been responsible for the murder of orphans and elderly women, wouldn't you still be offended if you saw the Pope gunned down?
And no, I would not be offended if I saw the Pope gunned down and I knew he was responsible for the murder of orphans and elderly women. No, I would not.
You would not? Well, I don't think you're being entirely honest as a Roman Catholic, Bill, because there's a knee-jerk reaction to the murder of, not the murder, but the killing of any of your hierarchy.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. No, that's not true either. Boy, I'll tell you. Let's go to a phone call here tonight. We got Robert in Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Robert.
Good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
Good evening. Yes, sir.
I would like to respond to the general. First of all, I'm very disappointed that, a general of the U.S. Army would have such a ridiculous proposition for the $50 million. I mean, he's proposing that we should...
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's proposing that we should pay people $50 million not to kill us. We should buy people's love and respect, especially the Muslim people, so they won't kill us. Well, we don't even know that $50 million may even fund for the terrorism.
Well, we understand that, we have inner-city programs for young people to play basketball and this kind of nonsense so they don't go out and deal drugs. I think the same thinking applies if we can send money to the inner Muslim city or wherever the Muslim poor people live so they don't turn these kids into human bombs.
What? So people are in this great country, and they don't respect being in this country. They don't take advantage of all the wonderful things that this U.S. has to offer. I don't care where they go. Being in the United States is a privilege to be in this country, and has enough benefits not to send your daughter or son to a Muslim country to become a jihadist.
That was my point. That was, isn't it this country as a benefit enough?
I don't know, Bill. I mean, ever since 9/11, we've been making fun of these people. They appear in comedy sketches and jokes. I see a comedy, yes, sir. Sketch on TV. Yes,
General. I'm an immigrant in this country myself. I came here when I was 10 years old. People have made fun of me I'm of Armenian descent. People are made fun. I don't go around blowing buildings up. I go to school. I become educated, and I'll have a good career. That's how you, that's how I pay back the people who make fun of me.
The Turkish people, I bet you're pissed off at them, aren't you?
I'm not pissed off at them. I'm not pissed off at them.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, sir. We've got to take a break. Thank you very much for your call. We'll be back. General Galen Shaw, where that money should go to Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
877-876-PHIL. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Radio for Patriots, by Patriots, and welcome back to world-famous Phil Henry Show. On the line with me is General Galen Shaw. We're talking about the reward money that is not going to go to anybody. You just heard the audio we played. So it has been proposed by Anthony Weiner and Jerry Nadler in New York to congresspeople, two congressmen, to give it to the 9/11 victims. Now, you're saying, General, that 9/11 victims didn't help apprehend Osama bin Laden, neither did the first responders, but then neither did the Muslims of this country. So I don't understand your point here.
Well,
I don't know. What did you say?
The point that I made was very simply this. The United States, if we owe anything to anyone, it would be the Muslim community for the way that they were portrayed in movies and in the late night Jay Leno's monologues and commercials, the mocking of the Muslims. And so what happened was they became an intimidated community, and I don't think that went very far toward alleviating any pressure. If there were young people who tended to want to become jihadists and they're seeing their religion made fun of in a Seth Rogen movie or something, why, certainly they would want to go to Afghanistan immediately and redress grievances there. So my feeling would be that...
Your feeling is to give it to the Muslim community in the form of monies for mosques and communities and everything like this, because the Muslim people are the ones that have really been harmed here.
Well, the Muslim people were harmed, yes, by the government.
And what about the 9/11 families?
The U.S. government didn't harm them. It was Osama bin Laden that harmed them. I would like to find out where his money is. If they can freeze his assets, of course, if they freeze his assets, then we need to look into that money and pay back the federal government for the amount of money we spent in finding him.
Okay. So when we freeze Osama bin Laden's assets, the guy that hurt the people who were injured in 9/11, still the money wouldn't go to the 9/11 families.
Because yes, you could, but I'm saying, what about me and the other taxpayers? We paid a lot of money to get to find this piece of garbage.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, but it sounds to me, General, like you're going as far as you can out of your way not to give anything of any consequence to people who were harmed on 9/11. Mark in Scottsdale, Arizona. Mark, you're on the Phil Henry Show with General Galen Shaw. Go ahead.
Hey, Phil, appreciate you having me on. You know, I'm going to be honest and say, like most Americans that are probably listening to this program, I can't tell you where you should put the money, because truth be told, I don't know where it's coming from. We're in a tough economic situation, and I haven't done enough research on it. But here's what I can tell you. I own a company that works in the precious metal space, and I spend a significant amount of time in the worst parts of Africa you could imagine. In fact, I just got back from 3 months in Timbuktu. Most Americans don't even realize that's a real place.
Is this story got a point? Does this story have a point, sir?
It does, absolutely.
Okay, why don't you get to it real fast?
I don't think you should be giving this to...
You're making up Timbuktu. Where's Timbuktu? That's a cartoon name.
It's a real place.
It's
a real place. What country is it in?
It's in Mali, which is a country in West Africa. And
I've never heard of it. I've heard of Timbuktu, but it's generally said as a joke.
No, Timbuktu is a very real and extremely dangerous place filled with massive amounts of jihad, and the only reason I didn't mean to get long-winded, the reason I told you all that was so you understand that my opinion to not give the money to the Muslims in America comes from a place of, I've been in situations with French and American military protecting me where we have tried to buy off jihadists. This is not a joke. They don't want our money. It does not persuade a suicide bomber to pay them off.
This would go to American Muslims, though, which is very different. And the Muslim community with enough money wouldn't want to go to Timbuktu or wherever this place is that you were and learn how to blow themselves to bits.
Well, I guess what I'm saying, sir, is that in my opinion, and this is just from, again, my time, which I spent a significant amount of every year for the last 6 years in Africa, the Muslim parts of Africa, is that these people can't be bought off. You're taking something that they have believed for thousands of years.
Sir, I'm not talking about Africans. Is this guy deaf? I'm talking about Americans.
Well, all right. I mean, I think what the gentleman is saying is extremists, jihadists, whether they're American or not, are people that are not going to be bought off, and I understand that. Thank you very much, Mark. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Jim in Hagerstown, I believe that, or is Mayorstown, Pennsylvania. Go ahead, sir.
The guy is talking about jihadists. And I was talking about American jihadists.
Yeah, but he's talking about both kinds of extremists. Is it Jim? Go ahead.
Yeah. What I always say to that general is, why doesn't he give his fat pension to the Muslims, that he, since he wants to help the Muslims so much, and leave that reward money to the first responders? Because, after all, the first responders never told or asked Osama bin Laden to send his people over and put them through those two buildings in New York, the Pentagon, Pennsylvania. We never asked them to go to the guy that catches them. So I think they should be the ones who would get the reward, not your Muslims. Give them your fat pension.
That doesn't make any sense, what you just said, because the money, they didn't catch. Did they catch Osama bin Laden? No.
Well, neither did the Muslim community of America.
The Muslims,
yes, it does.
We didn't ask him. And if it was his reward, reward money for him. Sorry, I'm getting tongue tied.
This is what you said. You got the reward. You're not making any sense. You got to slow down. Here's one of the things that I'm saying. Number one, if you give the money to the Muslim community here, they won't want to go to Afghanistan and redress grievances. Secondly, giving it to the first responders makes no sense at all. They didn't catch Osama bin Laden. And with all due respect, but they are sitting over here.
They didn't catch him, but they didn't ask him to send his planes over here, get those planes and bomb and kill our people, did we?
Well,
we didn't invite him
over here. He didn't send planes over here. He was
educated in our colleges. I mean, he was brought over here by our people and educated. Turns around and just like, you know, like when we fed the Japanese, they turned around and fought us. They bombed.
Are you telling me that Osama bin Laden graduated from Wayne State? That's fine.
What are we
Nobody
supposed
said
to
that,
do? Huh?
Well, I think what we do then...
What do you mean Osama bin Laden graduated from Penn State?
My understanding, just as this gentleman said, he went to American colleges. But the point that I'm making here, Jim, is that while Osama bin Laden didn't send planes here, he used ones that he found here already. That's where you're wrong. Secondly...
Who cares about that? We're talking about whether the reward money should go to the first responders. I agree with Jim. I think the first responders and the families, since we cannot identify an individual that helped to capture or to kill this man.
Then why not give it to the Muslims?
Why not give it to the people that suffered?
Because that's Osama bin Laden's tab. That's on his tab. That's his money that should pay for that.
Okay, where is his money?
The people that were the first responders, the people that their families are left over that were lost in up there in those buildings.
Those are
the people that suffered. Apparently,
what
he never lost anybody. I don't know.
Yes,
my daddy died when I was 7 years old. I suffered my whole life. But, I mean, what those people are going through when they lose somebody.
But you said that he sent planes over here, and he didn't. He came here and got planes that were here already.
Right. But his people came over and flew them. They hijacked them, and they flew them.
All right, I'll give you that.
That's not a big deal.
Did we? Did you invite them over? Did you invite those people over? And sure, we even trained them how to fly the planes.
Well, Penn State gave them a scholarship and
used them to kill our people.
Penn State gave him the scholarship. I didn't.
Penn State didn't give Osama bin Laden a scholarship.
Well, where did he go to school here? He went to one of our schools.
I don't know that he did go to
state. I just say we educated him in our country. We educated him.
That's true. Someone gave him a scholarship, and someone gave him a dorm room, and someone gave him books. And I'd like to find out who that is and let them pay for the first responders.
All right. Jim, thank you very much for your call. Our number is 877-876-7445. I have here General Galen Shaw on the line with me. What difference does it make? You made a couple of nitpicky points.
Well, I do enjoy talking to the people. I'd like to get to another phone call.
All right, that's fine. But I want to... What are you talking about? He didn't send planes over here.
The gentleman said that he sent airplanes here. And I said, no, he...
The gentleman misspoke. It wasn't a big point. And then you say something about him getting a scholarship from Penn State.
Well, he said that Osama bin Laden was educated at the United States. It had been my understanding that he'd received a scholarship from either one of the Ivy League schools, and that he attended.
Well, Penn State's not an Ivy League school.
Well, then, the University of Pennsylvania, then.
I never heard that. Never.
Mr. Henry, you aren't the end-all, be-all of information.
877-876-7445. Nor are you, sir, with the greatest of respect. Here is Nettie on the Phil Henry Show. Nettie, go ahead.
Hello, Phil. Well, the general just made that comment to you. Yes, I agree with you, Phil, that he is not the end-all and be-all of information. If he is a general, a retired general, he doesn't even know that there's a...
Nor is Mr. Henry.
I feel like the money should go to the victims of 9-1-1. I just recently lost my husband, and nobody knows what it's like to lose a family member. And let's have some consideration for Americans first. I would like to have the slogans, Americans first, for a while.
What about American Muslims? That's what I'm saying. I'm not disagreeing.
I'm saying let's not hyphenate things, sir. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
The Muslim community, I think, is entitled to this money, given all of the harassment and the jokes and all of this.
Well, you're talking about jokes and harassment, and there was enough of that stuff to go around for a lot of people over the number of years that that have transpired since 9/11. And I don't know why. What else?
What else?
What else when it comes to the Muslim community? I mean, they sat there and they had to take jokes from Jay Leno.
I'm telling you, the ridicule that was put on the Muslim people of this country during those years since 9/11 was of such, I think, a demeaning import. That at least some of the money, when you have people making bedsheet jokes, and you go out every day with your head wrapped in a long towel of some, I don't know what it is, Phil,
a towel. See, so that you revert back to your army training, and
I didn't say that in a demeaning way. I was looking for the word.
And you're looking for the word, and you go out every day with a towel on your head. You, sir, are just as jingoistic as anybody else, but you're trying to come across as a little more liberal, because I know you are mounting an exploratory committee for United States Senate from California, aren't you?
You know, I've talked to a lot of reporters, Phil, over the last 6 months, but you are, you're the dumbest of all of them. And
is it not true that you're mounting an exploratory committee to run for Senate from the state of California?
If I am, yes. And I think that this state needs desperately representation of the United States Senate. And I don't want to throw my money away.
You want to give money to the Muslims of America, the Muslim Americans, instead of the 9/11 families. And that's a big departure from Boxer and Feinstein. How?
Because I'm a United States retired military man. And so when I open my mouth, what comes out of it means something.
877-876-7445. Here is Jeff in Mississippi on the Phil Henry Show. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm flabbergasted. I've been listening to all this. I've been listening to this United States retired general speak, and I think you're a couple of sandwiches short of a picnic, pal. You want to give the money? You want to give the money to Muslims? What did the Muslims do in America to help us find Osama?
Well, what did the first responders do? Nothing. Nothing. Exactly.
What did the Muslims do?
Nothing.
Here? Hey, are you a Muslim?
And what did the families do? Nothing.
Are you a Muslim? And,
well, they're the ones that got attacked.
Are you a Muslim?
I'm a Muslim. It's more likely that you're a Muslim than me.
Are you a Muslim?
No, I'm not. No. Are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I think if the money should go to anybody, it should be Americans. Osama brought all this on.
There are Muslim Americans. And you're saying that there are no Muslim Americans? Are you saying there's no Muslim Americans?
No, I'm not saying that. But if you want to get right down to it, the money should go to whoever gave the information led to the capture of Osama bin Laden. So if that's true, then the money ought to go to the guy that's in prison right now who gave the information. Right?
That guy is not going to get the money. They're not
that's right, he's
to
not.
Him, and they're not giving it
that's
to the
right.
CIA, and they're not giving it to those guys. So,
that's,
at least
that's right.
Where does the money go? And I don't
the
think it makes any sense giving it to
the money should
people
go to the people who suffered because of the acts of Osama bin Laden.
Well,
that's who it should go to.
Osama bin Laden should pay for that.
There you go again with this Osama bin Laden shit. We don't know where his money is.
Hey, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something.
Yeah, go ahead, okay.
General, let me ask you something.
Yep. Yes, sir.
You know, who suffered the most out of all of this? Who suffered the most out of all of this?
Well, right now, I used to think it was right now I feel like I'm suffering the most.
You're ridiculous.
What's that supposed to mean?
Who suffered the most?
Right now, I feel like I'm suffering the most because I've got to listen to this guy talk.
Why don't you have a little bit of respect? You're not making any sense either, General.
All right, who suffered the most? The United States military. The United States military and their families, because they actually, we lost a lot of military, too.
And what started
all
that? All
right, let's give it to the military.
No way.
Yeah, give it to the military.
No way, no way. They're going to get lazy.
Let me ask you a question. What kind of guarantee do you have if you were to give the money to these American Muslims? What kind of guarantee do you have that they would not take that money and run?
And what?
You don't. You don't have any guarantee.
I didn't hear what you said. Your phone crapped out. And do what?
I said, what kind of guarantee do you have that if you gave the Muslims this money, kind of guarantee do you have that they wouldn't take the money and run straight over to Afghanistan or Pakistan?
Okay,
or
that's a very good point.
What
guarantee have you got that the families wouldn't take that money and tie a bomb to themselves and go over and do what they're going to do?
Are you crazy or something?
I don't know.
I think this is a hoax. I think this is a joke.
No kidding. Who's going
to
take you serious?
An American general would side with the Muslims and not the Americans.
How are you?
I'm not siding with Americans.
And you think your people are going to take you serious running for Senate?
This guy may not because he doesn't understand the problems we've got. And he wants to think that a 9/11 family, that it's not very likely that they would take that money, invest in bombs, tie them to themselves, and try to find the closest Muslim they can find and blow them up.
That's about as asinine a thing as I ever heard in my life.
That is ridiculous.
Oh, boy.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, boy. Well, you guys don't know anything about politics.
Now, neither do you. Anyway, thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL, a world-famous Phil Henry Show with General Galen Shaw. Yeah, that's right, man. We give $20 million to the 9/11 families, and they're going to strap bombs to themselves and blow up the nearest Muslim. 877-876-7445. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Don Mix the next hour.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we have with us General Galen Shaw. General Shaw, you're talking about giving this reward money that was going to go to any individual with information leading to the apprehension or the killing of Osama bin Laden.
Yes, we know all of this, Phil, and I think you're going over this ground repeatedly.
No, I know that, okay? I'm just reestablishing for my audience. Now the money is not going to go to anyone in terms of that. People want to give it to 9/11 responders. You want to give it to the Muslim community.
Yes, and people have been saying that I am, why not give it to America? You know, I've heard an awful lot of, I'm very disappointed to say, a lot of borderline racism on your program this evening.
All right, well, no, I haven't heard that. I've heard people that might be a little misunderstanding of your intentions. Do you know who George Gibran is?
Yes, I know George Gibran very well, and I know where you're going with this.
All right, no, hold on for a minute.
I know where you're going with this. This is not what we're talking about.
Hold on for a minute. Is this guy not an Arab American who's donating a lot of money to your campaign?
I know exactly where you're going with this.
All right, if you know exactly where I'm going with it.
I didn't come on your program to talk about this. I came on your program to talk about this reward money.
Isn't George Gibran a prominent member of the Arab American community, and he's an American, born and raised?
Yes, he is an American, born and raised. How dare you intimate anything else?
But he's also a Muslim, right?
Yes, he's a Muslim.
All right. As you're campaigning...
No, I'm not going to even dignify that with a response.
All right. Well, then let me ask it so that people know what it is that they're not you're not dignifying with a response. Is your campaign... You're coming on this program tonight talking about money going to the Muslim community. Have something to do with your campaign for U.S. Senate?
I can hear music when that music plays. Isn't that the end of the hour?
Excuse me, I asked you a question.
Isn't that... I can't answer because your hour is coming to an end. I wish I could, Bill. I wish to God there was more time for me to investigate and explore this. But, you're all out of time, you know?
Phil Hendry.
I'll see you hang...